Strange Adventure. John Friday halted his leisurely stroll along Main Street and watched the brand new red fire engine speed past and hurtle toward a rising column of smoke at the edge of town. John knew this was just another grass fire, so he continued his walk. A little farther down the street, he came to the empty firehouse. Empty, that is, except for the mascot of the fire department, Congo, the pet monkey. Congo was sitting in one of the windows now, chattering and waving his tiny arms, evidently trying to attract John's attention. John crossed the street and peered through the screen.
Well, Congo, did the boys go off to a fire and leave you here in charge? What are you making such a racket about? You usually stick your tongue out at me and call me names when I go by.
John failed to say that he always replied in kind to these insults. The little man noted the change in the monkey's actions.
Say, you're trying to tell me that something's wrong. Hey, there is something wrong. I smell smoke.
He rushed into the firehouse and hurried to the room where the monkey was imprisoned. As soon as John opened the door, Congo made a wild leap and landed squarely upon his shoulder.
Keep calm, Congo. I'll find the fire. But according to the rules, the first thing I'm supposed to do is turn in the alarm.
John located the switch that set off the electric alarm, closed it, and then began to look for the fire. A wisp of smoke curled down from a crack in the ceiling. The fire had started in the attic by a short circuit. John hastened to find a ladder, an extinguisher, and the trap door that gave access to the attic. In a minute, he had found all three. With Congo busily chattering instructions from his shoulder, John climbed the ladder. When he lifted the trap door and peered into the smoke-filled darkness, he saw a small flame struggling upward some distance away. He pushed the extinguisher through the opening and prepared to swing himself up. At this moment, the monkey saw the fire and became wild with terror. He threw his arms around John's head, blindfolding him. John fought for balance as the latter swayed like an off-center pendulum. Then it fell, leaving John and Congo dangling from the edge of the trap door. Congo dropped to the floor and John lifted himself into the attic. He crawled toward the fire, dragging the extinguisher behind him. Soon the fire was out and the brave firefighter crawled back to the opening. As he peered down into the room below, he saw the upturned faces of Sheriff Patrick O'Brien and the entire Martinville Fire Department. The ladder was raised and ready hands held it steady as John descended. The sheriff looked at the dust and soot-covered figure.
So it was you who turned in the alarm, was it? Or was it the monkey?
The fire chief extended his hand.
John, I want to thank you for saving our firehouse. It took bravery and quick thinking to do it.
Just then, Congo leaped to John's shoulders and presented the new hero with the simian version of a kiss. Patrick O'Brien laughed at the tender scene.
Well, 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 John. I know sooner or later that monkey'd make a man of you.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Flight into Darkness, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.